You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
There are the Denver Broncos last year. He compares them to the Denver Broncos. They were 10-7.
Yeah.
They started off 0-2. They ended up winning 10 games last year. And that was, I mean, so in the over-under for the Patriots from Vegas is, what, 8.5 right now? So a lot of people think they're a 9-win, 10-win team.
Yeah, the Denver Broncos, Ted, consistently from just reading every aggregate, Super Bowl pick, playoff picks, fantasy drafts, everything I can just glean info as to how fans feel about them. Denver's defense, consistently number one ranked in the NFL by everybody. First defense off the board. Everybody thinks they are going to be elite. And if Bo Nix takes a step up, if R.J. Harvey is good, if Cortland Sutton is healthy, Denver
if
could be.
If my aunt had wheels.
All right. Someone else is making a point, you weenie.
But Bo
they should be in a. Could you not see them being like a solid wild card AFC West contending 11-win team?
Oh. I could also see them, not to play the role of Brian Hoyer, I could see them being a 6 or 7-win team.
Denver?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
I'm not a Bo Nix fan, and I think.
Right. You know what his numbers are from last year?
Beer bet.
Bo Nix's numbers.
Good. Good. I don't know him
29
off my
touchdowns.
Head.
12 interceptions.
He's good.
Yeah, 3,700 yards.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, 66 completion percentage.
We'll see. Haven't you learned that I'm usually right and you have to apologize to me later?
No.
No, it's the opposite, quite honestly.
Yeah. Hey, no, Ted, right now, if I told you, ready?
Delusional, man.
Ted, like, wham, it's January 2026. I am from the future. Drake May, 3,700 yards, 29 touchdowns, 12
you'd
picks.
You'd take it all day.
Wouldn't you be like,
you
hell of a season,
more
bro?
More than take it, I'd give you my O face. Holy Moses, that would
that
be
got,
tremendous.
That got oddly sexual for
and
everyone.
And you think Bo Nix is going to take a step back?
I am always a little hesitant, A, with guys that I have doubts about. And then everything went really well for him last year. It didn't feel very adverse conditions. And he's got a good coach, so that may prevent adverse conditions from creeping into his world.
He's the new Drew Brees for Sean Payton.
Yeah, and Sean Payton and Drew Brees every year won 9 games. They were the most overrated duo in NFL history.
They got one Super Bowl.
They got a Super Bowl. Were they often in the conversation?
They were better at putting up offensive numbers than they were winning football games.
Wow.
And I wonder if that could be
a lot of tough talk to a couple of guys that could be seeing Canton.
I'm just saying it's
now facts. They have a better receiving room. They have R.J. Harvey, who a lot of people think can replicate what Kamara did.
Great.
Very, very fast guy. And inarguably, or at least by the consensus of most people, who I'm sure you're going to tell me in 3 seconds don't know squat.
Probably.
Have a super good defense.
No, I think they have a good defense. They also have a tough division. I've seen a lot of projections for that division where there's a lot of like bunched up numbers where mm-hmm. everybody's going to be between like 9-10 or 9-11.
Personally, I'm high on the Chargers.
All bunched up there that could be some sort of a multiple mm-hmm. playoff type team. But getting back to the Patriots and the optimism that we're getting from national guests more than local guests, the news of the day is Roman Anthony and him going on the IL with a soft tissue injury. The second biggest story of the day, in my opinion, is another soft tissue injury down the road, 95, at Gillette Stadium. Mike Vrabel, it was the topic du jour in his big Wednesday press conference. So let's get a little snippet of Mike Vrabel being asked about Christian Gonzalez and this hamstring injury that just won't go away.
Well, every player, I mean, I don't use percentages, but again, I'll remind you what we talked about as far as when I try to make decisions about players and returning. One, can they make it worse? One, can they, two, protect themselves? We can all say what we want about this game, but, it's violent. And can you protect yourself? And can you do your job up to the standard that we expect and that the player is used to? So those are the things that I've tried to use when making decisions. Maybe I'll add some to that, but that's what I've tried to use in my other experience in this position.
Mike, the initial reports, and I know that didn't come from you, but the initial reports.
Yeah, please, guys. I mean, we have, this is the first Wednesday of the season, and he's not going to be at practice. And just please use your time as efficiently as we can about our team, about the Raiders. And I know Christian is a large part of our team, but he's not going to be out there today. So that's all I can update you.
perturbed, annoyed? What is the word we're going to use
for
necessary? Mike Vrabel?
That is right there.
Setting the tone.
I'm going to call that Salt Vrabel.
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
Is he chastising the media?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Please use your time efficiently.
Yeah.
You want to pull the pencil out from behind your ear and say to sit up and respect the process?
That's just his stern way of kind of putting them in their place a little bit.
A little bit. Now, it wasn't all the way straight Bill. Like, you know, do we have any questions about the Raiders? Otherwise, I'm out of here. That's how Bill handled it sometimes. Right. But he was telling them, we're done here with the Gonzalez talk. I will say, the one thing that stood out to me was not the ovation that's happening on Lansdowne Street at our studios.
Was that Roman Anthony?
I don't know. Somebody ran down. They got a big cheer. The one thing is, he was asked about IR, and he didn't shoot it down. He didn't shoot down totally the idea of him going on IR, which would be a weird situation in line with all the other weird situations that have happened sort of post roster cut down, cuts, moves.
Hamstring
leaving.
Tweak supposedly 5 weeks ago, and he might go on IR?
Maybe it wasn't a tweak. Maybe it was more than a tweak. Maybe he had a setback. We don't have a lot of information to go by here. We need more rats, honestly. We can't shut the rats up. We need the rats to talk a little bit more, because a hamstring could have been a tweak, and then we treated it like a tweak, and then he tried to come back, and it's a little more than a tweak now. Right, Ted?
That's right. No, it's right. I mean, bad hamstring pulls can be out for, you know, up to 2 months.
Yes.
So it's the time frame I'm not that worried about. I guess I'm just – I get the sense is that Mike's just not happy with the player. There isn't any injury more than the soft tissue tear that a coach really gets the most frustrated with, because that is a injury that a lot of coaches think that the player could have avoided.
And
avoided by taking better care of themselves. So
right.
It's soft tissue stuff, hip flexors, hamstrings. If you tear it, they think you were not prepared from a health standpoint for the season. And so they kind of put the blame on the player. And if the player's taking a long time to get back from said injury, then that just adds to the frustration.
There could be stretching, could be hydration, could be a number of issues. This is now starting to lead towards, I had been like, keeping this at an emotional Heisman's distance, this whole notion of like, well, maybe Gonzo is being extra careful because he wants to get through this year healthy, or healthy enough because he knows there's $150 million plus ahead.
Wait, you've disregarded that, or is that?
I said I've been keeping it at emotional Heisman's arm length. Like, I don't know how I feel about that.
That's a possibility.
I am now telling it like, you can't stay for dinner, but come through the front door. Like, I'm starting to buy into this.
I mean, you know, his history is. This kind of falls in line with what people were saying about him pre-draft.
Yep.
And part of the reason that maybe his draft stock fell is because of this exact situation that, you know, I don't know, soft is maybe a tough word, but just hard to deal with when it comes to injuries, isn't maybe the toughest player.
Injury prone. Is that fair? That's more fair than soft.
But some people would say soft.
But
I
mean, see,
some
to
people
me,
like it. And I think he did a lot to spell that as far as how he came up and tackled on his. A lot of people didn't think he would come up and want to hit, but he's shown that he's willing to do that.
He also played in 3.5 games his rookie year, and now we're talking about. I mean, I don't know. It's now looking like he's at least not going to play in 17 in his third year, right? He's not going to play in week one, so the most he could play after that is 16 games.
And is he dragging his feet real quick? Andy, sorry. Is he dragging his feet because he's got a big payday coming?
That's a careful game to play, because if you have a big payday coming but teams think you're not durable or you're soft or you're injury prone, whatever term they want to use inside their building, that could play into their value on you, right?
No, huh. I don't think so.
Just shut that down really quick.
Not somebody his caliber, his age.
Soft injury prone corners, give him $120 million.
Yep. They're willing to take the chance.
Too valuable to them.
Yeah.
Too valuable in this way. And I just... There's two layers here. There's the big picture layer, which we are already talking about. After this year, he could get the extension that Sauce Gardner got, that Garrett Wilson got, that these guys are getting after 3 years, $120 to $30 million with a boatload of it guaranteed. And I think that's fair discussion to have. But then there's just the here and the now. You get a game against the Raiders on Sunday, a game that I personally believe in a weird way could kind of decide their season. I think these games, Raiders, Steelers, some of these tweener games, because I think you're supposed to beat the Saints and you're supposed to beat the Titans, and I think you're supposed to lose to the Bills, right? So, like, pull those to either end of the spectrum. If you beat the Raiders, that gives you a much better chance for Brian Hoyer to be on the high end of his spectrum. 10 wins, 11 wins. You lose these, I think you look back and kick yourself and said, damn it, if we could have won that close game against the Raiders on opening day, we might have been playing for a playoff spot in week 17 or week 18. And we're talking about the best player,
yep,
most proven player too, right? Is there a
Gonzo?
Yeah.
I told you, I thought he was, if healthy and had a big season ahead of what would be that massive contract, I thought he could be a DPOY candidate.
No. But I'm talking about most proven in, I think I know what I'm going to get from him. I'm going to get high-level play.
I would say yes.
Other than maybe Hunter Henry.
That's a good one, Hunter Henry.
Like, those are other proven are the players.
Spillane, too.
Spillane, it's harder with a new guy, though. New coach, new scheme. Right, he's a 150-tackle guy.
But I get your overall years. Point. Yes, you're right.
He's your best player and most proven player. Yes. You kind of have an expectation level that should be one of the few safe bets on your team. Yeah. Yep. And it does just feel like Vrabel is annoyed. And I don't know if he's annoyed at the questions, which they did go, I was listening to it live, they might have gone seven questions about Gonzalez. They were starting to build up. Or is he annoyed that
it's both?
He has to answer the questions because he's not playing?
Yep.
That's what I'd be annoyed
at. He's annoyed at the fact he's not playing, he's not maybe on track for playing. And then he's got to answer questions about something he's already frustrated about in a frustrating manner. So it's all of it compounded into one.
Yeah, I think this is we say it a lot, sneaky big story for this football team. Week one, Christian Gonzalez trending toward not playing. And a little update for the media, for the fans. Media relations director Stacey James, right before the press conference, let everybody know that their injury report, they won't.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Get theirs from Vegas until 6:30 or 7 because they're on the West Coast. So that's also when we'll get the Patriots injury report. So we're not going to get the usual mid-show injury report. We're going to have to wait till after our show during the Red Sox game tonight. You'll get an official status designation for Christian Gonzalez and everybody else who's practicing, not practicing, whatever. But unfortunately, we'll have to wait. We'll talk about that tomorrow, obviously react to some of that information. But I think this is a huge topic for the season, for the team, for where they want to go, for getting off on the right foot. We talked a lot about Mike Vrabel can put all these questions to rest with a win.
Boom.
And this hurts his chances of winning on Sunday.
I think Mike is I would be so focused on getting off to a good start. I just think this, in this media climate, the hype, I mean, there's a hype train for this team. There's a lot of expectations. People are very, very excited about this football team and what Mike can do. And Mike wants to prove that to everybody, so he wants to get off to a good start. And so if they get off to a bad start, you just sense in his voice, just the tonality of how he was been answering questions in the last week, that he's feels a little dejected.
Yep,
that absolutely. He was very excited, you know, just as of two, three weeks ago, but now that the tone is changing his voice and it feels like maybe reality's setting in. So getting off to a good start is huge. And against opponents like the Raiders that are kind of toss-up games, the Patriots are favored. It's a road team, so you used to factor in 3 points to the home team. So the Patriots are, theoretically, they're favored by 2.5, but it's really a toss-up game.
Awesome, absolutely.
So these kind of toss-up games, to your point, are huge for the Patriots to win as much of these as they can if they want to have what is going to be deemed a successful season.
Is it down to 2.5?
2.5.
Ooh, it opened at 3.5. See?
Yeah, it's 2.5. It's a toss-up game, and there's a lot of similarities, you know, teams with new coaches trying to prove something, you know, big changes, big rookie running backs, you know, questions about the quarterback position. There's some similarities here. It's a big game. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to our buddy Justin in Washington. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen. I think this is either a positive call or a negative call, depending on how you view it. I think we're QB-driven. So please tell me where I'm wrong, where I'm right after I hang up. But I think we're a QB-driven league, and the Commanders really drove that home last year because their talent wasn't much better than the Patriots. Look at the Ron Rivera drafts. they were actually worse than the Bill Belichick drafts. I mean, you're picking Emmanuel Forbes over Christian Gonzalez, for goodness sakes. And the ESPN pulls this through. They project the Commanders to win 9 games this year and the Patriots to win 7.9 games. The difference I see is between how the Commanders coaching staff talked about Jaden Daniels last year and how Mike Vrabel and his coaching staff are talking about Drake May this year. Real quick, it's just Jaden Daniels, the one criticism they had of him was that he didn't know how to slide. It wasn't anything more than just he doesn't know how to slide, and let's see how he adjusts to the speed of the game. With Drake May, the two biggest important parts of a quarterback's job is to protect the ball and not make negative plays. And those are the two things I'm consistently hearing from Vrabel and McDaniels are the biggest things that he needs to work on. So I think that this team probably wins 6 games because Vrabel is a very, very good coach. It's just that Drake May isn't there yet. And I'll end it on this with the last point. Mike Vrabel's answer on the Greg Hill show kind of touched upon this. He pretty much implied that they're in year one of a rebuild. If you believe you have your quarterback, you go out, you get Laremy Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, you spend some draft capital. If you don't believe you have your quarterback, you keep that draft capital so you can eventually trade it for another draft pick in 2027.
Thanks for the call, Justin. Good call. A lot that I agree with, except actually the last part. I think the examples he gave are what the Commanders did. They gave...
I would push back a little bit.
Jaden Daniels, Laremy Tunsil, and Deebo Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels proved he was the man that could lead the team to a certain distance a year ago. Now you help him get over the top. Now you really surround him. You go all in. You make some deals that maybe long-term aren't great. Laremy Tunsil and Deebo aren't getting any younger. They're there for this year. Yeah. They're there to get you past the NFC title game, get you to a Super Bowl. That's where I disagree. And the second thing is, Jaden Daniels had a unique path to the NFL. He had been in college longer. He had the transfer from Arizona State to LSU. He plays at a high level at LSU. He just had more experiences. And I will also say, I think he's special. I think Jaden Daniels as a leader
is
special.
No doubt.
Everything I've read and seen out of Washington is he's one of those, he walks in the room, he's the alpha in the room. He's the leader in the room. He doesn't have to prove he's a leader. Everybody just goes, hey, what do you want me to do, Jaden? I'm happy to do whatever you ask me to do, because he just oozes it. And Drake doesn't have that yet. He just doesn't, from what I've seen.
He does not. He's got to play better before he gets that confidence and he gets that gravitas that you hope all franchise quarterbacks get. But just to make his point, he talks about the Ron Rivera drafts and how the Commanders kind of remind him of this year's Patriots. I would push back a little bit, other than to say this, that the Commanders last year, 61% of their team was brand new. 61%. This year, the Patriots led the NFL as most turnover of any team from last year to this year at 50%. So the Commanders, they hit on a lot of their free agent acquisitions last year and in their draft, and that was why they were so successful. You hope that the same thing happens here, where the free agents that they sign this year will have the same impact that the free agents for the Commanders had on that team last year.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.